Welcome to Coming Off the Reels. My name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Vinson.
I'm Sean McLean.
And I'm Roy King.
And tonight, we are going to be talking about Morbius. We just finished watching it. I know what the internet says, but right out of the gate, I need to ask our eternal optimist, Roy King, what did you think of Morbius?
You know, I didn't hate it. My expectations were super, super, duper low. I'm not saying that I loved it, but I didn't hate watching it. Did I think it was great? Nah. Did I think it was good? Eh? But, you know, it was fun to watch it with you guys, and it was silly, and it had some parts that I liked.
Okay.
That's about that's about as much as I can give it.
Okay. Sean.
Okay, and I'm out.
Well, that's enough of that.
Well, I've got a lot of questions, but I want to get general
I'll
thoughts.
Just wait in the corner until you guys are done.
So, Sean, what do you think?
I'm not going to be as, I guess, go as far as Roy and say
come on.
That.
Come on.
I'm going to say
few
it's
against the mini, Sean. Few against the mini.
I am not a Spartan on this one. I will
yes.
not be a Spartan.
Yes.
No, it is a notch below Venom. Like, it's Venom level, but then, like, it's actually slightly lower than.
I liked it better than Venom.
With Venom, there's at least humor.
Nothing.
Although it's stupid humor.
Nope.
I found myself at least following along with it. Like, the skill set or the whole thing that, like, Morbius has, like, his whole powers and everything like that, outside of the bat sonar, like,
we'll
it's
get
just,
there. We're doing general
yeah,
thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Sony Marvel project. Like, they're not hitting homers. Like, they really need to depend on Marvel. So I'm gonna say that I'm not as far and not as lenient as Roy was. I didn't really care for it all that much.
Ryan?
I will almost echo exactly what Sean says because I set the bar at Venom and it disappointed me. I was like, surely it won't be as bad as Venom. And it was, I want to say way worse, so I will.
Yeah, man, own it.
Go for it.
Yeah, I can't find anything redeeming in this film.
True.
Yeah.
What'd
well,
you think?
I thought this was absolutely atrocious. I am so disappointed in you, Roy. Like,
no, you went in so optimistic.
I was optimistic. I was like, I'm watching it with my friends. Don't get me wrong. The experience of watching it with friends,
all right,
is one thing.
Yes. Yeah.
I cannot find a redeeming thing about this movie. Just like Ryan said, like none of it.
Look, I want to clarify.
It's 93 minutes
saying.
Long. It's 93 minutes to the credits.
Yeah, that's true. The runtime, although it did feel a little long, which is unfortunate. I just didn't hate watching it. I don't hate myself for having sat through it.
I think this is a give it a week and you're going to look back and you're gonna be like, oh, wait, this was awful.
Like, I don't think I need to watch it again.
But
I'm going to fire
if
this
you watch
up
this
on
by
a,
yourself.
Yeah, you're not going to hate. You're going to hate yourself. Yeah.
No, like I don't plan on doing that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying, like, had you not watched it with us?
Had I? Yeah, yes. Maybe. And the experience goes into it for me. It's just part of it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But yeah. We laughed all the way through it, and it was,
right,
you know,
right.
It was an okay time. Do I think it was a good movie? Nah.
No,
but
I'm hoping by the end of this episode, maybe we can all meet in the middle a little bit more.
I don't know. I feel myself doubling down.
We don't need a meet in there.
He's digging
There's
in.
No meet in the middle. There's three against one. There's no meet in the middle.
You know, I'm hoping that I'm just mostly speaking that maybe Roy comes to our side a little bit more.
We will all convert
right,
him back.
Let's get into
all
it.
All right. I have pages of notes, which is shocking to me that I have pages.
Copious.
So, all right. But I guess, Roy, what was good about this?
Okay, buckle up, guys, because I actually really enjoyed Matt Smith's performance.
Oof.
Yes. Oof. Yes. I liked him. I thought he was good. I didn't think his CG was good. So stop. I'm gonna stop you right there. I thought his vampire face was super dumb.
Yes.
But I liked his energy. I liked his starting off as like the sickly friend, but getting the power and blah blah blah. I liked all of that, and I thought he brought a charisma to it that I really enjoyed.
Yeah. So Roy, can you tell me what Matt Smith's character's name was?
I don't
Milo.
Was it Milo or was it Lucian?
Lucian. Yeah, well, that was a stupid.
I will say to Roy's credit, like a lesser actor might have done something like develop the character and had a transition from sickly to psychotic. But Matt Smith was like, you know what?
Got him.
I don't need to be that guy. It's just going to turn on a dime, and that's going to be that.
I thought you were really going to back me up there for half a second.
Nope.
You lull me into it every single time.
Look, one of my notes is De Niro / Pacino in Heat.
Look.
Hoffman and Gene Hackman in Runaway Jury, and Leto and Smith in Morbius as the greatest acting pairings of all time.
Yeah. I didn't hate their friendship.
Oh,
inside wow.
And they laid the groundwork in the beginning when he was a kid and went psycho on the bully.
Was it the friendship?
So like he had a dark side in him.
Was it the? I mean, come on, a guy was beating up a bully. There's not like.
But he got violent. That's my point. The guy was down on the ground and he went over and started wailing on him while he was down. So they laid a little bit of groundwork for this character to have a violent side. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm saying that there are multiple times in this movie where people claim to be great friends with Matt Smith, and they're such good friends that they never use his name. Like
I thought the whole Milo thing was stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I didn't
but
really.
They said it was like, my name's Lucian, and it's like, no, it's Milo. And this whole lame thing where Michael Morbius as a kid was kind of a dick. He's like, well, you're the new Milo, but there was also a new Milo and then another Milo. And it's like...
Yeah, I don't even remember the first Milo.
Exactly.
And I understand that because they were in a place where the life expectancy was super low, so there was like all this turnover, which I understand. And I kept waiting for... Like, I knew that they were going to go to blows, and I kept waiting for him to be like, you held me back all my life, my name is Lucian, and then, like, vamp out. But he was just like, you gave me my name, and I was like, I don't understand that. Even the doctor started calling him Milo. I guess he just took it on, but whatever.
Those child actors were so bad.
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
I mean, they weren't Star Wars bad, but...
Like, I just thought...
But they were
fine at best.
Yeah, they're
like,
fine.
I feel like you guys are coming at me like I thought this movie was amazing, and
I'm not. Certainly, I'm not going to pick on the child actors, but I will pick on everything else.
Okay, all right.
That's fair.
Listen, guys, Morbius is a vampire, and they spend 50 minutes of the 90-minute runtime setting that up. I get
it. I feel like
he's a vampire. I get it.
Well, he got vampy pretty quick, I thought, didn't he?
Yeah, but then they still, like...
Yeah, but then he's got to, like, learn his powers.
Then he trained. Right. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But
okay,
he didn't... this whole thing takes place in a week.
Like, but yeah, and then there's, like... And then there's, like, okay, well, we already know he's a vampire. And then he locks himself in a room, and he's like, what happens if I don't have blood? Well, you're a vampire. So it's not going to go well.
It's not going to go
well. So
great.
Then he writes blood on his cage. I need blood. No shit. You're a vampire. We already know you're a vampire, dude.
Matt Smith didn't know
on
that, but
in this
still.
Movie. This movie was so boring.
Yes.
So boring.
It was, it got
problem.
Pretty boring.
Yeah,
I thought it actually was going okay until, like, through the subway fight. Like, their first conflict, like, after he broke out of prison, and they went into the subway, and they had the fight, and the cops, and everything. And I thought, all right, this is moving at a decent, okay clip. And then it was like, I hear these counterfeits, and I'm going to go get their lab. And then I'm going to get this. And then it, like, totally slammed on the brakes. And that's when I asked you, I was like, how much longer in this movie? And it was, like, 30 minutes. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Not only did it not maintain that momentum, but I did not understand, like, why, like, the counterfeit money. Like, he was like, oh, counterfeit money. Well, 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 I'm a vampire.
Science equipment. What? Like,
oh, I can use the parts from an industrial printer and turn that into, I don't know.
Fake blood.
What? Well, what do you know? The same software that you use to make counterfeit money also works for coagulating blood samples. Yeah. Look at
me. I guess he made the antidote or the poison or whatever it was.
I have Van Helsing written on here because that's what the graphics look like. It looks comparable to a movie made 20 years ago.
Now, that's the thing. Like, I couldn't tell how bad it was because of, like, just streaming through cast. And it wasn't, like, full HD, obviously, from how we have it set up. And there were parts where it would kind of... It didn't, like, really pixelate, but high motion, it kind of would stutter just, like, a little bit. So I never got a sense of, like, the CG in its entirety. So there were parts where I was like, does this look okay? No, it probably doesn't.
That I didn't have that problem, and it looked like shit.
I mean, I'll believe you on that.
I mean, yeah, all of the Matt Smith vamp out scenes were just terrible.
Yeah, like, I thought Morbius vamp looked okay, but he had, like, the hair and the beard, so it was, like, at least something I could work with. But Matt Smith was just, like, I don't know what they were doing with that. He had nothing to cover it up.
No. I will say, like, it was a cool technique, like, when they did the bat sonar type stuff. Like, when everything kind of, like, went into, like, almost like a chalky kind of dust kind of thing. Like, I thought that was kind of cool.
Like, his powers were all dusty. Like, what was that smoky effect?
Like, cloudy. Yeah, it was like...
So, is the smoky effect... Like, because it happened a lot.
It happened. Yeah, definitely a lot.
What people see in the world...
Like, I didn't get that because it changed with whatever he was wearing. So was he moving, like, so fast that he made this, like, smoky image? I don't know.
But then, like, and Matt Smith, like, at some point, like, creates, like, an EMP force or something that blows back Morbius or something. Like, he creates, like, an energy ball or something or other. Like, their powers are not well-defined.
Yeah, it's very nebulous, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, and I know, guys, that this is a comic book, but, like, at least with, like, Peter Parker, a radioactive spider is the catch-all for the powers. You're like, oh, well, it's radioactive. This, Morbius just splices bat DNA with human DNA, so he gets all the powers of a bat. You know how, like, bats are... super strong and have super speed and can jump really high. Everybody knows bats can jump. And they have the ability to fly without wings. Man. Then that's where I'm just like, this is so stupid.
But they have wings.
Stupid.
True.
Oh, okay. Then Morbius just flies because.
Right.
So.
Because science.
What was he like, was he riding airwaves or something?
No, because
like,
at the end, they're flying around.
Oh, is it need him?
I thought he meant more like in the subway scene.
Right, in the subway. Like, I could be like, okay, maybe.
Or maybe he just, that was his way of thinking like, oh, I could, right, I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, they were guiding him to be able to fly or something.
But yeah, that's the same thing, like, where Matt Smith is making, like, that energy ball or whatever that, like, knocks Morbius back. Maybe, like, is that what he's using? Like, Morbius figures out a way to create that energy ball, and that's what's propelling him forward. But, like, then at the end, like Drew said, like, he just flies. He's just flying because. And it's like...
Oh, you mean the Dark Knight scene where he, like, is gliding through the tall city buildings?
100%, yes.
Yeah.
Like, this
I couldn't tell if they were fully just ripping off other comic book movies or if they were trying to do some kind of homage.
You know what?
No,
I'm going to stop you right there. Because every time a movie steals, you're just like, I think it was an homage.
Nope. I like a good homage.
It's just poor storytelling.
Yeah.
Like, but even the whole, like... I'm hungry. You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry. Is fully from The Incredible Hulk.
Yes, that, Norton's that one Hulk. Maybe, but like,
that is a straight up carbon copy.
Oh yeah, but then there is the whole scene when Matt Smith goes into the jail and he's walking out like he's all like broken legs and can't walk, and then all of a sudden he is walking perfectly, and they do it in a way that looks straight up like the end of The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, like, that could be an homage.
You that is
that.
Not an
you
homage.
You want Chaz Palminteri to drop a mug, and the bottom of the mug says Morbius.
You're Michael Kobayashi? What?
I would not have hated that.
Morbius Ceramics, is that one?
All right. Yeah. So, in this movie that's pretty good, Roy, does everybody...
That's not what I even said.
Does everybody have super speed? Because... and these guys are barely part of the plot, but Tyrese and some other guy are cops. Yeah. And at one point, they try to arrest Michael Morbius, who jumps up, I don't know, 30 floors of a stairwell, gets to the roof, and Tyrese is like, freeze.
I got you.
It's like,
he really ran shape, very guys. Fast. Maybe the elevator was super fast.
I think he shaved off all of his facial hair so that he could run up there.
That mustache is aerodynamic.
Yes, correct.
Yes. And I for one, Drew, was the one to call that out,
yes,
by the way.
I know. I went upstairs. You know, we finished this movie, and we all took our little bathroom breaks, and I went upstairs, and I was talking to Courtney. She's like, how was the movie? I was like, oh, it's atrocious. I was like, but I think Roy might have hated it, too. And I said it so excited that maybe...
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I called it in the text. I said somebody here is going to enjoy this movie based off viewing experience.
That's not even what I said. I just said I didn't hate it. I feel like those are different things.
I agree.
Yes, but that's also...
But I hated it.
Yeah,
correct. we're all in here like we hate it.
Fucking I don't know. I just didn't take it super seriously and just like whatever about it. I know, we watched it.
I understand sometimes you can look at the Rotten Tomatoes score and kind of already be like, oh, this is going to be a piece of garbage. And I'm telling you, like I was like, it can't be worse than Venom. We all put Venom on our worst of lists.
Yes,
yeah. And it was worse.
Yes. I disagree. I think it was better than Venom.
I agree with Sean and Ryan on this one.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Man,
I'll sit on this island alone proudly.
Look, and Venom. Because
I hated Venom. If you want me to use the word hate, I hated Venom.
Here's what I'm hoping for, because if we go back and like check the records, guys, I didn't hate Venom when it came out.
Maybe Venom 2? Venom 2.
Oh, Venom 2.
Venom 2 was,
fully hated Venom 2.
How about the last Predator movie? Because that was pretty low bar. And I still don't know if I hated this even maybe a little bit worse.
Whoa.
Now, all right, Rob, let me ask you, which one's worse? Because in Venom, they mispronounce
symbiote.
Symbiote. Is symbiote worse than winning the Nobel Prize?
Yes, it is. Yeah. No, it's not. Wait. Your phrasing confused me. I feel like you're trapping me.
Yep. I'm not.
Winning the Nobel Prize is worse.
It is worse.
Because that is a very well-renowned award, and everyone knows how it's pronounced.
Like, yes. You turned down the Nobel Prize. What? He turned down what? And then immediately he's like, no bells. When there's like something referring to bells.
Oh, yeah. No bells ring for that one or something like that.
Yeah, boy.
But where was the director on that? Where was the editor on that? Where was the script supervisor on that one?
Hey,
so many people heard her say Noble, and they were like, eh, that's fine.
Fun
we
fact.
We got one take. It's fine.
There was actually no director, editor, or script supervisor on this movie.
I feel like I walked into that one.
I will say that, listen, in case you have not deciphered it from our story so far, the two guys who have some... handicaps in the beginning end up being the two, the protagonist and the antagonist of the film.
Yep.
And when it comes to the very last scene of the film, I swear, like when Morbius was like swirling those bats all around, and he was like, this is how I'm going to kill antagonist of the film. I'm going to attack him with bats. All I could think of was a scene from Ghost Rider where he spins his...
chain.
He spins his chain and kills somebody.
Spins his chain for a guy who's made out of dirt.
And
just like
whisks
the dirt away.
No, this it was the wind. He trapped the wind with the chain.
Oh, good call, yeah.
But I was still like, this is literally no better than a really bad Ghost Rider movie that I watched a decade ago. Like,
Ghost Rider, better movie, either one, better than this.
Wow.
Spirit of Vengeance was rough. Spirit of Vengeance was rough.
Was that the second one?
At least in Spirit of Vengeance, you get Idris Elba and you get Giles from Buffy.
Was the second one the one where he spun the chain and killed the dude?
It was the first one.
No, it was the first one.
It's Peter Fonda.
I don't know. I do not believe that I watched the second one because I was so disgusted by
the
first.
I mean, it's pretty awful.
I love them both.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, again.
We know your track record. Right?
Nitpicking here. So there's a part where Morbius is hanging out with the female.
Hanging
doctor.
Out. Oh, sorry.
He's hanging out with the female doctor, and she slightly cuts her finger, and he immediately turns into a vamp.
Yeah.
To show that he wants the blood. Correct. But then, like, two scenes later, the childhood doctor guy's there, and he is completely ripped open and covered in blood. And Morbius is just like, hey, Doc, how's it going?
I think he had already fed, so he's probably fine. he's probably fine. Yeah, I think before he was thirsty.
Maybe he had more of an affinity. Well, there's the logic right there. I can't be that. Can't argue with that. That checks out.
Fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What else you got?
I like to hear Drew paging through his...
It's like, I will get him.
Yeah,
I
there's will. Numerous discrepancies.
So, okay, the subway fight, which is ugly. Like, it's slow motion Matt Smith running, and it looks terrible.
Best scene of the film.
But right before that, like, they're fighting.
But I thought it really was.
They're fighting, and Matt Smith tackles Jared Leto, and they fall down the escalator. Okay? And they're vampires. And everybody is just... walking around casually. Like, no, it's like they shot this separate of all of the extras.
Drew, they're moving so fast.
No, they're like laying on the ground. Perceived. They're laying on the ground as vampires. And then you see people like walking
they're
in the
just
background.
Like, they don't have time for that. They got places to be.
It's
like,
New York City.
Like, yeah, I got to get home. It was
Thursday night in New York City.
It was the only action sequence in the entire film, so it was fine.
I did like that sequence. I thought it was pretty good. Right. It was like a nice long take through the subways. Yeah, fine.
It really was. It was fine.
I liked the
peak.
Introduction of the slow-mo because it called back, for me, I felt like it was a nice reference to 300 and the Spartans because they kept talking about being Spartans.
I definitely agree with that. Like, I definitely felt like some of the 300, like, was...
Like Drew, I can't tell if you're frozen or if you're horrified.
I'm horrified.
Okay. 100%. No, I 100% thought that during that scene.
Yeah, like, thank you.
When they were jumping, they just showed like colors coming out like from their back. I was like, oh, like it feels like a what's his face?
Snyder.
Yes, thank you.
That's stylish.
A point when it's like, guys, I really thought that when they referenced that shitty Zack Snyder movie, that was really great.
One, I don't think 300 is shitty.
We all
Two,
thought 300
I still
was
think
okay
we're...
when it came out, at least.
There was kind of some cool stuff, too, like with some of the, I guess, when he first is in, like, the oil tanker and he's, like, laying waste to all the guys. And then, like, he had, like, a little bit of, like, viscera, like, splattered on the camera lens.
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
I actually did really like that sequence. I thought it played with, like, the horror element kind of.
But then they did away with the horror element real fast.
Right. Well,
like,
to a degree, when that scene all went down where like and they sprayed like the blood up on the camera and they carried it onto the camera for like the next shot, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, well, maybe this film is rated R. Like maybe we're going to see some violence.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
We couldn't even use the word ass in this movie.
Correct. Yeah, we feel like
not more than once. We can use asshole, but not ass.
Nah, not ass.
That was really that was
you really
weird.
Saved my arm in Afghanistan. What?
I thought the sequence with the nurse that got killed was pretty cool, like the hallway like the strobe light effect.
I can't stand
that. Was cool.
But okay,
that effect's been used so many times.
It has.
Horror films.
It has been used a lot.
And there's no way. Like, in what world is there a hallway that's 500 meters long?
Well, I have this written down too. It's like,
like I don't get it. Like,
why is it effective to have a hallway where it's like, oh, it motion senses and you only get 3 feet lit up at a time.
Yeah,
they're
that's,
trying
yeah,
to be energy efficient.
Right.
I will say, we do have a storage unit, and they do operate that way. Like,
yeah,
there
I
are, like, sensors that only give you...
is a hospital.
After hours. It's after hours.
After hours.
No. Also...
I'm with you, Sean.
I'm not defending it at all.
Also,
no, you
fact,
are.
These are,
yes,
these
you
are motion-sensing lights, and so when Matt Smith is attacking her, that still counts as motion.
Right.
But the lights
like,
turn
unless
off.
He's moving so fast
also,
that he can't be perceived.
Also, 100%.
Drew quit.
Those lights are not flickering out like fluorescents one at a time.
No.
You know, it's like, ting-ting-ting-ting-ting-ting-ting-ting. That's not happening like that. It's not.
No.
They're not fluorescent lights.
No.
Well,
no. It
but
was
I
much
still
more,
thought it was cool.
Yeah. Moon Knight did a lot.
It used it more
effectively.
Yeah, right. It's been used plenty of times before that I was like,
It's an homage, Ryan. An homage.
Homage. Yes.
It's the only way to explain it.
Thank you, Sean, for backing up everything I'm saying.
I'm completely lying. It was a total ripoff of everything that has ever used that
Sean,
strobing
you
effect.
Out. You cut out weird. Ah, super weird.
So that's the sound of the fluorescent lights going on one at a time.
Oh, boy.
I don't know that motion sensor lights aren't fluorescents. But I'm
it did.
Guess
it did
not.
Do the classic thing in the beginning, and we all called it when it started. But it started off like with something happening, and then it like backed it up in time. But I did appreciate that it didn't take very long to get us back.
Yeah,
to current.
Yeah.
It was like 10 minutes, and
sure.
I was like,
yeah.
Okay, that's
sure.
fine. That's fine.
Here's this is a complaint. It's an actual question. Like the movie starts off with like this helicopter in Costa Rica, and there's a bat cave. And like set the trap up in front of the cave. What was the trap?
I couldn't tell what that was doing.
No, it was like
even.
it was like
it seemed
wire.
To be like a shield.
It was like
okay.
piano
was like,
wire.
Yeah,
all the bats flew through the piano wire.
Yeah,
and,
not a very effective trap.
Right, and
was
and,
it like
and
a?
They hit
like
the
a,
helicopter and all the other guys. Meanwhile, Morbius is there with blood, and they all just ignore him. So I was.
Yeah. I
don't know. Well, the blood attracted them, but I don't know what happened when the bats flew at.
Yeah, they. I mean,
at them. Yeah, I have no. I do
not
have an answer for you.
I don't know.
Yeah, unless it was some kind of like portal where they flew into that like grate and ended up in his lab. Look, that's what I've got.
I mean, they did. They did fly so fast. That they went right past the screenwriter.
Yeah.
There you go.
But the hand cut was kind of a cool like reference to the comics and in cartoon because that's how Morbius, at least in Spider-Man the animated series from the 90s, he like would feed with like a suction cup thing
like
on his hand.
Three like little like nodules on his hand.
Yeah. So I thought
but
that was kind of like at least a reference to that.
But like at least in the animated series, Morbius didn't drink blood. He absorbed, like, he sucked out the plasma.
Plasma, right.
So it's different?
I don't know. There's no blood in this movie, so who knows?
Very little. Very little. Like
they wrote
Morbius,
blood in blood.
There was, like, some, part. Like, a little on his lip.
And then, like, yeah, and then, like, his mentor.
Because all the blood was sucked out, Drew, so there wouldn't be blood on the ground because he drank it all.
Gotcha. Right. I'm but just saying, this vampire movie just didn't have any teeth.
There's a lot of scenes when Morbius has like long fingernails and he like slashes people's throats and everything, and like there is no spray of blood.
They just put their hand over their throat and be like
and they fall down. Or like sometimes they just like cut away and it's like, oh no, oh I'm dead.
I swear that one of the nurse, when the nurse died, that there was somebody in the background saying, "It looks like all of her blood's been sucked out." And
yes.
I was like, "What?"
Yes, they said that.
How are you going to tell by this
guys,
person on
those,
the ground?
The cops were so useless in this.
Yeah,
there was no point.
It just like slammed on the brakes every time we saw them.
Guys, listen, I'm going to tell you guys a story, all right? I don't know if we're about to, I don't know how long this podcast has been going on,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if we're getting ready to finish it up, but I'm going to tell you guys a story. So, Tyrese and who's the other guy?
I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
Don't know his name.
I feel like somebody at the time that we were watching was like, I really like that guy.
I mean, I've seen him pop up and stuff.
Okay. I couldn't recognize him from anybody.
He was in the About a Boy TV show with Minnie Driver, and I liked him in that.
Both of the detectives had mustaches.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said during the viewing of the film, this really makes me want to shave back down to my mustache. And I believe Roy said, please do
it.
And I believe Drew said something like, gross. Probably fair. So I sent a message to my wife and I said, babe, listen, the funniest thing in the world is about to happen. I'm going to run upstairs and I'm going to shave down to a mustache.
To which she probably said, right. Hell no, you're not.
And when the guys come back on, I'm just going to have a mustache. And she said, number one, I'll divorce you.
Smart.
Number two, I just locked you in the basement. And she did. I tried to go upstairs, and she had locked me in the basement. So that's
oh, that's good.
Oh man,
nice,
nice.
So,
she is. She's more entertaining than Morbius is.
Oh boy,
zing!
Got him.
So, go ahead, Sean.
One more thing, and so.
Thanks, Columbo.
Morbius did the weird thing where it released the post-credit scene even before the movie came out theatrically.
Well, the director told what the post-credit scene was.
Well, he actually released
it.
Like he screened it. Like he gave out the like when Keaton comes in and then when Morbius meets Vulture. So there was a point when we were talking about earlier where Tyrese is able to apprehend Morbius and put him in jail. Like, I thought that was going to be the quote-unquote meet-cute of Morbius and Adrian Toomes. But, like, that never happens. And it's, like, the whole jail scene makes no sense other than to basically let you in on that Matt Smith is now the villain. But it's just, it's such a weird scene. Like, why... It's like they cut it out, but even in the trailer, there's a scene of Michael Keaton like meeting with Morbius and being like, "Hey, you and I should keep tabs together." And it's like there's so many scenes in the trailer that I feel like I was expecting to be in the movie and weren't, and I was like disappointed. I was like, "Well, I really wish you would have kept it in the movie."
Well, anything you remember? I don't really remember the trailer at all.
Yeah,
well,
I don't really.
One thing they changed that was in every stupid trailer, which is why I was surprised like when you asked about it, is when Morbius takes a break to go down to the guys who are counterfeiting money. And the guy's like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "I am Venom." And he goes, "Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm Michael Morbius." And in this, it's just like, "I am Venom." Yeah. Cut scene. And we're like, "But why would... Why? Why would you say that? Like, that's..."
Well, what's weird is it feels like Sony's doing this weird thing where it's like, "Hey, you know how Marvel has this great, like, where everybody's, like, comes together and we can play off all these other series?" And they're like, "All right, we've got Venom and Morbius. Hey-o!"
So obviously Venom is a part of this. You know, they're connected.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Venom to show up at the end of this movie. Like, post credits, I was like, "Here we go."
That
would have
been
show
something.
Up.
It would have been better than what they
gave
us.
I'm so confused about the Keaton of it all.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and here's the thing, too. It's like the news report of when they're like, "Oh, a mysterious stranger named who's calling himself Adrian Toomes is, you know, he just appeared in the jail, but we're going to go ahead and release him because we don't have any record of him. I'm like, the dude is literally in a prison outfit, but you're just going to be like, nah, yeah, we don't have any record of him.
If you don't have a record.
They can't just keep him.
All right, guys, hold on. I want to make sure I've got this right, though. So they let him go because this guy doesn't exist on this planet. Is that what we're assuming?
I guess.
Theoretically,
I
yeah.
I have literally no idea.
Where'd he get his vulture costume?
I was just getting yep. ready to ask that. Like, did he build it?
I think like, he got it from the bad screenwriter, but...
And this terrible line where he's like, well, why'd you come to see me? I don't know. I think it has something to do with Spider-Man. What?
And then at that point, Morbius would have been like, who the fuck is Spider-Man? There's no Spider-Man in this universe.
Yes.
Well, obviously there is a Spider-Man in this universe. Like, right. I think that's hopefully. The point of this scene is to tee up this universe does have a Spider-Man.
So that you think that Sony, I don't understand all the logistics of it anymore at this point.
No, me neither.
So could Sony still make a Spider-Man film?
Yeah, Sony still owns the rights, they've worked in cooperation with Marvel.
So they could still make a separate Spider-Man.
Yes.
Film.
But also okay, so
or he could show up in Morbius 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he can show up and like,
yeah. Like, there have been rumors that Andrew Garfield is going to be the Spider-Man of this Sony Spider-Verse. Okay. That's just what I've seen online.
God, I hope
that's just a rumor.
I hope not, because the problem with Andrew Garfield was, like, he was a great Spider-Man who was done a disservice by being in shitty Spider-Man movies. And they're like, oh, he was so great in No Way Home, and they're going to dump him back into shitty movies.
Yeah. Hey. Like, I don't want that.
No,
I mean, listen, that's not to say, I mean, Sony's a big corporation. That's not to say that they couldn't hire the right people for once.
They haven't yet.
But
they've had a long time to work on this.
Going back to the original scene that we were talking about, like, even if there is a Spider-Man that is in, you know, this universe that both Adrian Toomes and Morbius are in, like, Spider-Man did nothing that we know of to Morbius, so why would he care?
Yeah,
right.
Like,
he's fighting. I guess he's the good guy.
No, the whole interesting, like, when Morbius
right,
is like,
yeah, right,
interesting,
yeah.
Cut to black. I'm like, why would that be interesting to you? Because you've played this movie like a good guy.
Yeah.
And that's my problem with this. What Sony is doing is they're trying to make all these anti-heroes that are Spider-Man villains.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they try to do their Spider-Man movie, who's he going to fight? Because everybody's an anti-hero.
No, you know what we're going to have to do is we're going to then have to dump in another villain, and they're all going to have to team up. And
that's
going to
be rough.
Yeah. Do we have any final Morbius thoughts?
This will definitely show up on my worst of list.
I agree. I want to apologize to Moonfall and the Batman for besmirching your names earlier this year.
Literally no way
wow.
I can see. I mean, in general, like, I mean, we're 6 months into the year.
Yeah.
And I don't watch a lot of movies that I don't want to watch anyway. And I didn't want to watch this, and I did. And now I'm like, oh, boy, this is bottom of the barrel type garbage.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, so far as the clubhouse leader, like, there's nothing that has really.
I didn't watch Moonfall. I probably won't. So
yeah, I haven't watched that either. So
that's what I paid for on Patreon is to make you guys watch Moonfall.
Oh, boy.
And Roy, if you could just draw me up a little picture of the moon, it's hollow and full of aliens or something.
Is that what that movie's about?
No.
Oh, okay. that sounds kind of interesting.
What is it?
Maybe watch that. Isn't that by my favorite director?
It is.
Roland Emmerich.
It's an Emmerich joint? Whoa.
Emmerich joint.
It's called that because his movies are better if you smoke a joint.
There it is.
I'm sure I'll end up watching it. It's fine.
All right. Roy, where can they find us?
All right. Find us on our website, comingoffthereels.com, where we have over 300 episodes. We do better movies than Morbius, so go check that out. We have a ton of
movies
in our archive.
You might say we've only done better movies than Morbius.
Yeah, I guess an argument could be made for that, yes. Check out our Patreon. We've had that going for a couple months now, and it's been super fun. Patreon.com/comingoffthereels. We have several tiers for you to check out, starting at $2, just want to help out tier, all the way to a $15 art commission tier, where for 3 months you can pick a movie and I will draw you something based on that movie. And it's been turning out pretty well so far. I've been having a lot of fun with it. So check that out. Super fun. Social media, usual suspects, search for Coming Off the Reels. Coming Off the Reels, not wheels. We aren't super active on there, but we do respond to everything we get. So if you want to say hi to us there, that is a good place to go. Also, an email, comingoffthereels@gmail.com. If you want to send us a long, composed letter straight to Drew, tell him what you think of him personally. He really does want to hear. We've got some merchandise on our website, so check that out as well. That'll take you to TeePublic. Or just simply rating and reviewing us on wherever you like to listen to the show is a wonderful way to support us, and we do appreciate that. Thank you to Josh Rodenberg for original theme. Thank you guys for another. It was a fun movie night. Regardless of the outcome, absolutely. It was a fun movie night. So it's always a joy.
Yeah, I will say, just going back, I did get a message from listener Tom about the movie he selected for us to watch. And I have a good feeling that 75% of us will really enjoy it.
Oh, no.
And one of us will be like, goddamn, Catherine Keener.
No.
So, you know, that's all I'll give you until that episode comes out.
Keener!
Stay tuned.
So, until next time, my name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Benson.
I'm Sean McClain.
And I'm Roy King.
And I'm Venom. Just kidding. This was Morbius. This has been Coming Off the Reels.